can't help it. I hear an Eddie Murphy. Okay. Every boyfriend will be the first. My father and my brother both said, don't get married, so I guess I won't. I've never really learned how not to be me in private because everyone has suggested all these years that I change this part or this part, or like the message written on the last page of your senior year annual, don't ever change, you boogity boo! Wow. Baby, I have to get you a message, not in a bottle, but in a bubble. And maybe the wind will float it to you and it'll pop right there in your two alcohol-sugared lips, and you'll quote me, don't ever say no unless absolutely necessary. And like the bad feeling I'd always get when you walked in the door, I have never felt my whole body go red since. I am so not ready. I am 12 years old, filled with Slurpees and cooties. I tell Bazooka Joe jokes, spout popsicle stick one-liners, and quiet myself as if boys had never touched me before. I guess things really haven't changed. Years of telling tall tales just to have something to say. You became a vocabulary, a whole vernacular of train wrecks to describe someone else's mistakes, ending in L-Y, I-N-G, or surrounded by the situation. Doom. Baby, you can just send me an email, an anonymous instant message, and I don't ever have to know that it's you, a polite, harmless stalker who pretends to follow me home after a late night of pretending to fit in. Baby, we can role play. You're the East German judge, and I've won the poetry slam, and we can go home and type into our blogs about violent sex in a slam voice. Oh, baby, I can't get enough of your love. If your body was a poem, it'd be a perfect 30. Wow. Baby, I'm ready for a 30, I think. Let's sit on a bench and be who we want to be. Popsicles in one hand and bubble pipes in the other, and we can blow each other until the sun signals Armageddon. Woo. Wow.